God's found his place from all around the world. Get a press on your heroes. A grim about the losers. Open up your minds and shout it on. Oh yeah, the couch. The couch that's good. Welcome to the second edition of Kickoff, the Couch Experts exclusive football audio podcast. And we look to continue from where we left off last week. We have pretty much the same panel here with us today, Niranjan, Gaurav and Gautam. And we have an additional panelist, Sairam, a Manchester United fan and a Germany fan, joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Sairam, welcome to the panel.
Yeah, thanks, Indra. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. And hello to the other three as well. It's good to have you guys here again.
Hey, Chandra.
We have three semi-final berths taken so far. One quarter-final left with England playing Italy today. So for the benefit of those who were probably in another planet, Portugal beat Czech Republic 1-0 with Ronaldo showing another masterclass. Spain beating France, lock-ons against each other in the first of the semi-finals. So we're likely to see a score of Real Madrid-Barca stars. Let me begin with Gaurav Rajagopal. And for those of you who listened to the show last week, Gaurav is a Netherlands fan, and I'm sure he's gutted that they crashed out of the tournament. It was pretty expected, I guess. Gaurav, what was your take on Netherlands crashing out of the tournament? I know it was expected, but did you really think that they stood that little chance to get through?
Disappointed, Chandra. With the way they played the qualifiers, Euro qualifiers with 9 wins, I thought they'll be performing really well in the Euros, and losing all three matches in a group of death, I think that says it all. I don't think they would. I mean, they would have deserving if they win. They would have won against Portugal to qualify like that. Still disappointed, and I am sure they'll be back with FIFA 2014 World Cup.
Yeah, I'm sure too. But I guess it's a pretty well-documented fact that the coach had gone in with two defensive-minded midfielders. You know, he had Nigel de Jong and he had Mark van Bommel. And it was a midfield that really lacked creativity. And fortunately, he did bring Rafael van der Vaart into the final game. And van der Vaart did come out and score a goal. He's more of a deep-lying playmaker with that bit of creativity. Do you see the system changing right now, Gaurav?
Yeah, that's probably the case. But one more thing I would like to point out was Robin van Persie playing alone when you have a striker like Huntelaar waiting on the bench. I think a formation 4-4-2 or 4-1-2 on the wings and 2 up front, that would have been a really good formation with Rafael van der Vaart playing as a center attacking midfielder and Sneijder and Robin playing on the wings with Robin van Persie and Huntelaar. I think playing two defensive midfielders never worked for Netherlands.
I guess you have a fair point when you say that. I think Netherlands are a team that everyone feared when coming into this tournament. They were expected to be the finalists, so it did defy logic when they went in with two defensive-minded midfielders. But let me put forth this concept of defensive-minded playing. I mean, I know England have not been a team that are very pretty to watch. You know, we all watch Spain play, we all watch the way Barcelona play, and you know, we expect everyone to perform that way. But England have looked a very rigid unit or a very rigid structure under Roy Hodgson. That's something that you expect with Roy Hodgson as coach. Niranjan, I know that you're a fan, you've been following England quite closely. They've performed really well in this Euros. They came out with a win against Ukraine. They topped the group. I mean, nobody would have expected this given the circumstances in which they came into the tournament, would they?
Yeah, I think the England team has very, very less expectations coming into the tournament. So I think that's why they're able to perform above it. And I think Gerrard has been given a free role, you know, being the captain and Lampard has really had him a flash captain because he's playing all alone there. And they didn't have to have a set of individuals playing the game. And it's more like, you know, Wayne Rooney not playing the two games, spurring up the others, and you know, wanting to give Wayne Rooney the platform to perform. So I think there's a lot of things, and they're playing like Italy, like how they Italy used to play in the 80s. It's more rigid, you know, a packed midfield, and not much of creativity, and sudden burst, and get into this 1-0 scores, maximum 2-0s. So I think the there's a lot of factors. I think the main factor is the expectations being less, and the fact that Gerrard, given the role as a captain, he's able to inspire the team like how he inspires Liverpool. So I think those are the factors. And Roy Hodgson has got a greater role to play in all these.
And how do you fancy your chances against Italy today? I know it's going to be a difficult game, isn't it?
It's going to be, the two defenses are going to cancel each other out. That you can say for sure. It's not going to be a firecracker. It's going to be a very boring game, to be very fair, on both the teams. And I think whichever team gets the first goal is going to win the game. So, and you might don't get too surprised when you see the penalties or the extra time. So these things are very normal with teams like England and Italy and the way they're playing now. So I'm going with England win probably 1-0. And apart from it, probably 1-1, and they go into the extra time or maybe the penalties.
And I think it's interesting you say it's going to be a boring game, and don't be surprised if it's going to be a boring game, and you go out and say that the team that scores first is likely to go ahead and win the game. And I think I largely agree to that. But one team that's been playing quite exact opposite to the statements you've made. They've not at all been burning this tournament. They've looked an enterprising unit. They always have. They're excellent at the counter-attack. They're excellent at the attack. They've got a plethora of amazing youngsters coming through the system. And Sairam, I'm going to get to you right now, because the team that I'm speaking about is Germany. And I know that you're a German fan. They have looked absolutely wonderful this tournament, haven't they?
Yes, Andra. They've been absolutely brilliant. They've been continuing what they did in the World Cup. You could see the way they play is really well organized. The defense, the attack, everything is like a well-oiled machine on the pitch.
And the game against Greece was... you were saying
sorry.
Something, go ahead.
Yeah, they look like a juggernaut on the pitch right now.
Absolutely, and especially when you observe the way they played against the Greeks. I mean, I know the first half wasn't that exciting, but the second half, they looked to exploit all the channels. I know we know Greece is a very, very defensively rock-solid unit generally, because that's the way they approach the game, but they were able to find space between the defenders. We saw Sami Khedira come and score. We saw two new youngsters playing in the flanks, Marco Reus. I think they've played wonderfully well, and even if it's a new set formation, I mean, we all would have expected Mario Gomez to start, but we saw the veteran Miroslav Klose start the game. Was that something that took you by surprise? No,
it was pretty expected. Miroslav Klose had to come in at some point of time, because you could never leave a striker like with Klose's pedigree out on the bench for too long. And that was really expected, I would feel, at least at this stage of the tournament, when it's a quarterfinal or a semifinal. But yeah, again, Marco Reus, he really gelled in well with the German team, even though he was pretty young for the team. The same way, Cruz gelled in well in the World Cup, in the last World Cup. So yeah, it's really hats off to the German coaching staff, and Joachim Löw has really, really worked hard on the German team.
Yeah, I do remember Joachim Löw saying that he was a bit surprised with the performance put out by a rather unexpected team up front. I mean, Klose, he's playing a sixth major tournament right now. He made his tournament debut during the 2002 World Cup. He's a veteran of six major tournaments right now. He's come out and done what he does best, which is score with his head. And Philipp Lahm, captain, fantastic again, leading by example with that wonderful goal from outside the box. Germans, well, I think most of us are expecting a German-Spain semi-final. And Spain went out and convincingly beat France yesterday. I know we have Gautam Rajagopal, of course, who's a Spanish fan. And Gautam, once again, a strikerless system, a false number nine with Cesc Fabregas. And we saw two goals from, Javi Alonso of all people. What did you think of that game yesterday?
Javi Alonso had a fantastic game yesterday, Chandra. The first goal that he scored was pure determination.
One of the more shocking aspects of this formation, Gautam, is that this strikerless system, what is your take on that so far? I mean, they did that at the starting game and they've done it again. What's your take on that so far?
I think it's been working for them. For Honduras has not been in good form, and with Cesc Fabregas playing with his Barcelona teammates, I guess that's the best thing for them right now. And players like Sergio Busquets and Xavi Alonso, who don't give the ball away so easily and distribute the ball well as well, with Silva playing on the right-hand side, and players like Iniesta and Xavi, you're not going to give the ball away, so strikerless doesn't matter. Just they just have to push forward and just score one goal or two goals and then keep the ball with themselves.
Do you fancy their chances against Portugal? I mean, it's another case of Barcelona and Real Madrid players flooding the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, I fancy them against Portugal. I think they will be able to stop Ronaldo and company. With Portugal, I think João Moutinho and Nani and Ronaldo are the key players for them. If they can contain them, Spain can contain them, I think they'll win the game easy.
Okay, so we have another panelist predicting a Spain victory here. I myself am backing Spain to take the cup again, although I wouldn't be surprised if Germany comes out and wins this. Gaurav, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to ask the same question to the rest of the panelists. Who do you fancy in the final quarterfinal game today, England-Italy? And the next question is, who are you backing to take the trophy home this Euro?
I think as for today, I think it's going to be a draw against England and Italy. Interestingly enough, Italy, I saw the formation on the TV. It said three defense for Italy, but I see about eight people defending. And England playing the same way, 4-4. England playing the same way. They're playing a little defensive this Euro. I think it's going to be a draw. A nil-nil draw, we won't be surprised with that. And it will definitely end in a penalty. So I think anyone can take win the penalties here, England or Italy. But if England scores first, then England are through. As for the tournament winners, I think Spain have a pretty good chance, but I'll be backing Germany this time. Germany have been fantastic with their midfield, with offense, defense, everything. They're playing awesome counter-attack football as well. So I'll go with Germany this time and not with Spain.
So what he says again, the team that scores first, I mean, very similar to what Niranjan mentioned not too long ago, and Germans standing a very good chance this tournament. Niranjan, I know we already spoke about the England-Italy game, but once again, for the benefit of the audience, if you could re-emphasize on your take on today's game and your favourites for this tournament.
All right. I think England, if they're able to silence Andrea Pirlo, they will have a very good chance win the game, and I think the goal will come from Gerrard again, probably a wonderful delivery from Gerrard again, or himself going on and score the winning goal. So I'm backing England, provided they stop Pirlo, and as far as the tournament goes, I think Germany. So the way they're playing, I think Germany should be winning the tournament.
So another
even if it means Germany, you know, England has to lose to Germany in semi-finals, I think Germany will win the Euro this time.
So it's interesting. I come to you, Sairam, with two of the panelists backing your favorite team. Your take on today's game, and of course, I know you're backing Germans for the finals. Your take on today's game, would you fancy the Germans playing England, or would you fancy the Germans playing the Italians?
I would fancy Germans playing Italians, because somehow I feel Italians are technically slightly better than the England team. I know, as a unit, England are much better than Italians right now. But given the day, given the likes of Antonio Di Natale and Cassano coming back into form after a long surgery, again, long time out. You could see the way he's scoring goals right now. You could really fancy Italy right now. And given that De Rossi's work ethic in the midfield, he could actually stop Gerrard. I think today's tactic would be that De Rossi marking Gerrard. And Wayne Rooney, I know he's come in late and he's been inspiration for England. Everybody's waiting for him to come back to form. But you could see from the last game, Rooney wasn't really sharp. He had lacked match fitness, and the goal he got was a pretty lucky one, I should say. Apart from this, his passes were going astray, and Yeah, so I'd rather back England, Italy, sorry, Italy slightly over England too.
Yes, Gautam, I'll move on to you right now. I know you're a Spanish fan once again, so let me first get your take on today's game. Do you fancy England going through, or do you fancy Italy going through?
I think I'll go with Italy. The way they've been playing, I think they've been better than England, and they've attacked well as well. I suppose today Natali and Balotelli will score one goal each. So it's a 2-0 for me today. A bit surprising, but yeah. For the tournament, I think it's going to be Germany. They're the favorites to win, but yeah, I like Spain to win. It's going to be a Spain and Germany final, where Germany, I think, edging past Spain. Probably a counter-attacking goal, superb one. So yes, I think it's going to be Germany, and Klose will be scoring the last goal of the tournament.
Oh, it's very interesting that you say that. I guess the panel have been pretty unanimous in predicting a repeat of the Euro 2008 final, and the panel has also been pretty unanimous in saying that they see Germany pipping through. This is what we saw back in 2008. Fernando Torres got the only goal of the Euro 2008 final. It was a neatly executed finish from outside, just inside the box. He just chipped it over the head of the goalkeeper to get Spain their first trophy in what a long time. But they've turned out to be such a wonderful unit after that. They've grown in confidence, and everybody wants to play like Spain. So everybody wants to play like Spain, but everyone is backing Germany, which is very interesting to see, because Germans have looked nothing short of outstanding throughout this tournament. So on that note, let me take the opportunity to thank the panelists for joining us today. It's wonderful to have the three of you that we had last week. Thanks, Gaurav, Gautam, and Niranjan for joining us. And Sairam, thanks for joining us all the way from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, my pleasure, Chanda. I was looking forward to joining this podcast, having a listen to last week's one.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're excited, or rather delighted, that all the other panelists are also unanimously favoring Germany to win the trophy this year. So,
Yeah, nice it panned out that way.
yeah, so beginner's luck in this perspective as well. So, on that note, we come to the end of our second edition of Kickoff. Thank you, audience, for taking time off your schedules to actually listen to us. As I said, it's a real pleasure to bring all these football couch pundits together and get their insights on a sport which is probably not as popular as cricket in India, but it's slowly climbing the ladder to attract more attention from around the nation. As always, we look forward to hearing from you. You could write to us, or you could log into our Facebook page and leave comments. And in case you're interested in joining as one of the couch pundits in our football forecast, please free to write to us and express your interest. On that note, we'll look forward to seeing you once the Euros are completed. We'll have a champion by then, and we'll have the same panel, probably more people joining us and actually giving their ideas on what made the corresponding team win this fixture. Until then, it's goodbye from here. Thanks for joining us once again.